Blog Talk Radio.
Marketing, 31 years of experience. They call me the grinder. I don't stop till I get it done. We put people in seats and drive people to your websites. We got a special guest this morning, Cornell Boyd. He'll be coming on shortly. Before we bring him on, we want to talk about the upcoming event. It's going to be a big one. It's going to be an opportunity that's never been done in the history of marketing. No one on this earth has ever done an extravaganza network event of this magnitude, and we're going to invite you absolutely free. It's going to be at the Old Line Bistro Wine and Spirits. Don't miss this one. It's going to be a big one. We're going to have over 20 vendors. We're going to have opportunity to see live entertainment. The Intruders from Philadelphia will be there. Also, we're going to have opportunity for you. If you're a musician, if you're someone who has a talent, you can come up and showcase your talent, and we can get you business. We're also going to have the governor, the next governor of Maryland, Doug Gensler. He's running against Anthony Brown. He's a current person who's running for governor of Maryland. And also we're going to have the president of Prince George's Chamber of Commerce, and more people that you need to network with. It's going to be an opportunity for you to also come and witness the largest wine and spirit store in Prince George's County. We're talking about getting ready for the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. We're going to keep the store open till 10:30 at night. Never been done in the history of Prince George's County for that location. You can shop all night. Also, if you want to, you can also purchase any bottle of wine that you want and take it into the bistro and have it corked for $10. That right there is a heck of a savings. It's never been done before. Never, ever, ever been done before. Also, you get a chance to meet individuals like Vaughn McLaren. He's going to be singing for you. We're going to pop right now because I see that Cornell is on the line. Cornell, are you on?
Yes.
Good. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. I'm so happy to have you on the show this morning. You are an individual who is truly an entrepreneur, but you also have an insight. Tell us about your company.
My company is Cornell Boyd, Captain Thought, and I'm a poet.
How did you realize, or when did you realize that you were a poet?
Well, it must have been in the last 10 years. I was taking a trip to Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I decided to write a poem about the trip, and it came out pretty good. So from there on, this was in 1993. So from there on, I just started writing.
I want to testify that you're an excellent poet. Tell us about the poem that you wrote for Martin Luther King.
Oh, it's called King Stone, and I look at that as the poem I call The Dreamer, because Martin Luther King was a dreamer, and his dream came true after President Barack Obama became president. So I had to write a poem about the dreamer and the dream.
I called
the aura inauguration that was about President Barack Obama, and that name is The Dream. Martin Luther King, King Stone is the dreamer, and the aura inauguration about President Obama is the dream.
And the dream has come true. President Barack Obama is well into his second term as president, and it's no longer a novelty of having a black president. He's just the president. Everybody now knows that he's the president. He's going into his second term. When they see him now, it's no more novelty of him being a black president. It's just the president.
Right.
Tell us about your upcoming poems, any kind of poems that you have that's going to be upcoming.
Well, I have poems like for Mother's Day. That one is called Totally Elated. It's a nice poem about your mother, or it could be for your mother. It would be a nice Mother's Day gift.
That's a nice name. Totally Elated. Is that the name of the poem?
Yes.
Do you have a copy of that poem now? Can you read a little bit of that poem?
Yes, I can read a little bit of that for you.
Yeah, read a little bit of that Totally Elated. That's, I like that name for your mother. Okay. Totally Elated.
Okay, Totally Elated. So glad you're mine, Mom. I wouldn't trade you for the world. Not for rubies, diamonds, or pearls. My miracle, my dream come true. God knows I'm thankful for you. So glad you're mine, Mom. I wouldn't trade you for the world. Not for rubies, diamonds, or pearls. Your walk, dignity, and grace. Your smile breaks each pace. Lightning up here, there, the entire place. A thing of beauty, so distinct. So glad you're mine, Ma. I wouldn't trade you for the world. Not for rubies, diamonds, or pearls. Something the catwalk never seen, this gleam. With pure love from above, you give as releasing a dove. So glad you're mine, Ma. I wouldn't trade you for the world. Not for rubies, diamonds, or pearls. Not for rubies, diamonds, or pearls. Not for rubies, diamonds, or pearls.
I like that. I'm so glad you're mine, Mom. You're precious to the world. I wouldn't trade you for rubies, diamonds, or pearls. That's serious. That's serious. Serious. We're looking forward to seeing you on October 17th. I'm going to have you read one of your poems October 17th. Let people see you live and up close. We're talking to Cornell. Boy, we'll be right back. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. Welcome back. The Russell Price Morning Show, where networking comes alive every morning from 10 to 10:30. We have a special hour today from 10:30 to 11 because Cornell is a special kind of guy, and we want to make sure that everybody knows him because his poems are inspirational. What he does is touches people's lives through poetry. This gentleman I've had the pleasure of meeting over a year now, and he's about his craft, he's about his work, he's dedicated, and he's also entrepreneurial. And that's what's important in today's society. Are you entrepreneurial? Do you really want to be an entrepreneur? Because it's not a cakewalk. You have to eat, sleep, drink your product, your craft, your talent, and that's what this is a bit about. October 17th. It's an opportunity to be and see and have your product promoted through the magazine of Be There, the world's largest networking event, Oktoberfest. In the whole entire world, nobody has ever done an event to this magnitude where you can come and feel non-guilty, non-threatening, non-denominational Everybody is welcome, and here's the key. You don't have to hide your flyer. You don't have to hide your business card. You don't have to hide your little closet. You can put a product in your pocket. Nobody's going to say, what are you doing? What do you got that product for? You can walk around and promote yourself with your product in your hand. You can have your call people come around. You can have posters posted. Anything you want to do, you can do. Who lets you do that in their location for free? For free. Now, if you want to step up your game, you can get a table. You can get a table like Cornell has a table. He's not just coming in to promote something. He's promoting something with a table. You can stop by his table. You can also hear him because he'll be one of the speakers that night. Cornell, give us some more information about your poetry.
Well, my poetry comes directly from my heart, and I love doing it. And I can almost write about anything that I want to, whatever the situation or the subject may be.
That is a God-gifted talent. You said something that was so profound. You said, my poetry comes from my heart. And you can write about anything. That's a poet. When someone gives you a subject matter or you have something that they are trying to express, they can come to you and have a poem created. We want
this.
We want people to know that they can get their personalized poem created, and that's something that's totally unique. Give us your website, give us your address, your email address, and also give us how to get in touch with you.
Okay, my email address is cornellcapturedthought. That would be cornellcapturedthought@gmail.com. My phone number is 202-294-8003.
Give it again.
My email address is cornellcapturedthought. That's cornellcapturedthought@gmail.com. My telephone number is 202-294-8003.
Give Cornell a call, especially if you have something that you want to be expressed. That's a key to what you said this morning, and this is going to be in the archives for a year. We want to make sure people can contact you. We want to make sure people can hear the show when they need to. If someone comes to you and they're doing an achievement award, or they're doing a reception for someone, or they're doing a funeral for someone, you can tailor make a poem for that individual. Is that correct?
Yes, I have a poem that's tailor-made. What I like the way that God gave it to me as far as a funeral, I have the perfect one that I think is perfect. And it's called
Read that poem also.
Okay, the name of this poem is Pardon Me. When I entered my mother's womb, this war awaited me. To defend and defeat, I had to take a walk with thee. The spirit warned about silver and gold, for it will be offered in exchange for your soul. The reins of my adversary pulled tight on me. It was something in that walk he didn't want me to see. Forgiveness, love, mercy. He disrupted heaven and disrespected thee, was kicked down to earth to do battle with me. In blind darkness, he wanted control, so I wrestled with rock and I wrestled with roll. Between me and thee, he tried to separate, vouching for a position to regulate. I was heavily armored from my head throughout my breastplate. Bold and strong, I wouldn't cooperate. Stubborn and warlike, I wouldn't participate. Like Adam, through my mouth, he got to stimulate. He was consistent in his ways to sedate. My mind twirled. It went from state to state and got trapped where he could contaminate. Yes, Lord, my flesh saw things that did infatuate. But before I became reprobate, I laid down prostrate and I prayed, come ye disconsolate. The reins of my adversary pour tight on me. I beckoned the Lord of hosts to hear my plea. He disrupted heaven and disrespected thee, was allowed to run rampant, to run free. Jehovah Jireh, pardon me.
Wow. What a poem, man. I mean, anyone would love that poem to be written or read at their funeral service. They would love that poem, man. You are so talented, man. Cornell, you are extremely talented. Poetry is not going anywhere. Poetry has been around since the beginning of time, and people still treasure poets. If you are a poet, a true poet, words touch people's lives, and poetry is a form of what I consider the ultimate in expressing words, poetry. I want to thank you for coming on the show. We're looking forward to seeing you on October 17th at Old Line Bistro. It's going to be an event.
Did you say O-L-D?
O-L-I-D, Old Line Bistro in Beltsville, 11 Baltimore Avenue, right next door to the music store. And used to be, it's almost next to a Costco, and also used to be the old Circuit City. It's the world's largest wine and spirit store in Prince George's Town. It's unbelievable. I mean, but it's such a first class looking place. I mean, it's not what people say. It's off of Baltimore Avenue. It's in Beltsville, Maryland.
Okay. All right.
It's in Beltsville, Maryland. It's off of Baltimore Avenue in Beltsville, Maryland. That's where it's going to be. So let people know.
By the way, I'm glad you had me on your show. I'm really enjoying myself.
Oh, great. Fantastic. We're going to close out now because it's such an opportunity for you to express yourself and let people know what you do. You have another poem for us?
Did I have what?
Another poem for us.
Yes, I would like to repeat the one about Barack Obama in our inauguration.
Okay, let's hear that one.
Even though you said he's always a black president, but I still got it, but it's all right. I still was could see it for you. Okay, the our inauguration. For God's sakes, we are wide awake, living this impeccable dream, a true reality is still seen. This man of color taking hold the reins to guide America, shine her in elite, righteous, supreme. A notice esteemed theme of change forthcoming this morning. We laughed, we cried, we screamed. Then a spiritual scene came in. My baby kept touching your face on the TV screen. So unbelievable. Among us, even his spirit between. And over him, we beamed for a true reality and still seen. For God's sakes, we're wide awake, living this impeccable dream.
Wow. I like that part about my baby touched the TV screen.
Yes.
Seeing a black man on TV. My baby touched the TV screen.
That's exactly what I'm
saying.
That's
a great poem. That's a great poem, man. My baby touched the TV screen.
Every time his face would show up on the screen, the baby would go up there and touch it like they knew what we were talking about.
Wow.
You know how kids watch the TV with you and they see something they like? The baby saw how excited we were getting about looking at Obama. So after a while, every time he come up there, the baby go up there and touch him, letting us know who he is, pointing to him.
Now the baby, when the baby, when the baby does that, you know that's history. When the baby, when the baby touched the tree, you, the baby can see how important and how excited the parents are.
Right, they're inspired.
And they say the baby walks up and touched the tree. That's serious. That's a great poem.
Right. To know that it was something real, and it was just a. Like I said, it was a spiritual scene when the baby kept doing that. It's just if he knew of them.
Well, Cornell, it's been a pleasure. We're looking forward to seeing you on October 17th. Spread the word. You're going to be able to talk and meet and greet and also say your poems that night. So looking forward to seeing you. This has been the Russell Price Morning Show. I'm here every Monday through Friday. From 10 to 10:30, it's a streamly show. It's all about you. It's the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you, your business, networking. We put people in seats and drive people to websites. My goal is to empower, to educate, to coach 10,000 individuals around the country to become marketers. It's no longer about marketing you. You have to market yourself. I want to say in closing that this is a new day. It's a day of marketing and internet. Everything revolves around the internet. If you don't understand internet marketing and have your act together on the internet, you're going to be in the dark. My goal is to have you understand that. Upcoming event after the 17th, we're doing a absolutely free workshop for people over 40 and under 40 if you don't know internet. I'm doing a class at one of our advertisers. It's called Whopper. Whopper is the most extraordinary coffee shop on Georgia Avenue. It's the future of Georgia Avenue. They're changing the face of Georgia Avenue. We're changing the face of marketing. We broadcast live from there 3 times a week. But after the 17th, we're going to have a class, early morning class, on how to promote yourself on the internet. It's absolutely free. I'll be your host. The Russell Price Morning Show will be broadcast live. We'll be at the opening of the Walmart in 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, the Walmart on Georgia Avenue will be open in full force. 2 weeks, the biggest Walmart in D.C., and we'll be there. You can see me. I'm Russell Price, the Heartbreaker Man of Marketing. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Don't miss it. It's going to be the show that can save your life in marketing. Money, 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 money.